Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Pete Drury, the Dean of Career and Technical Education for Iowa Valley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming by today, and let's talk about some of these really kind of exciting programs that are going to kick off here this fall. People got to sign up for them, so let's first start a machining program. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, it's been a very busy summer, and we are into August already, so classes start August 31st, but we have some different changes here in Marshalltown with some of our trades programs, and wanted to kind of highlight a few of those. But we have a machining program, a tool and die diploma program that is launching. It's been a little bit of a change from previous years. It now moves into a three-term program where students will start in the fall and complete a full-time schedule in the fall and the spring, and then finish up the diploma in the summer term with two classes, so that they can then move on into the workforce. So that's launching this year, in addition to the continuation in the machining lab opportunities for a two-year advanced manufacturing degree, where students will take 1 year of machining classes and then partner that with 1 year of our welding certifications and diploma. So once they complete those 2 years, they can have their AAS in advanced manufacturing too. So spots, enrollments looked really good, filling up pretty quickly, and so still a few spots available here this month before we start at the end of the month.
Okay, so Pete, machining is a very broad term. What is machining classes? What are some things that these students are talking about then?
Yeah, so we try to give them a general understanding and to how to operate hand tools and drill presses and all the different things that they would need within a manufacturing plant here in town. We have a lot of opportunities and a lot of need in the workforce for skilled laborers. So we give them a basic understanding of that, print reading, measuring tools, and then we move into introductions into die making and some CNC programming, working with the computers and how that interacts with maybe the more advanced tooling, and hoping to kind of give them that general education to be able to step into any of our industry partners here in town to then work through their training and be able to step foot on the floor and be confident in what they're doing and step right into that workflow. So the needs and the partners that I've talked with, the needs continue to grow, which is a great thing. And so definitely need to continue to bring people in and get them trained up so that they can step in and have a great career in trades.
And if I heard you right, this is basically just one calendar year. If you're doing a fall, a spring semester, and then just a couple classes in the summer.
Yeah, the specific tool and die diploma is a three-term. So, yeah, they would start August 31st and work through the fall semester with the full course load, and then work into spring semester with the full course load. And then there's two classes, mold making and CAD-CAM, are offered in the first term of the summer. And so they'd be finished up then and ready to step in full-time.
Yeah, so you could be working at this time next year if you go through that program.
Absolutely.
Starting August 31st. Okay, so that's the machining program. What about like an electromechanical program?
Yeah, so that's another program that we're making some transitions to this year. And so we've had a two-year AAS in electromechanical program that is kind of shifting based on the needs of the community and what we've heard from business partners and where the trends are going in regards to robotics and automation. And so we're transitioning that curriculum into a two-year robotics and automation program. And so this is the first year that is starting. A lot of the same basic understandings of what that was included with our electromechanical degree in the first year, but it's also then building into how does this fit into then the automation piece and the robotics and giving again giving students a good base training and understanding to be able to then step into industry with a good solid foundation to then specialize or work within that industry or within that company to use their skills to continue to learn and grow.
So are these programs some of the programs that Iowa Valley is working with those local businesses and companies to kind of help train the workforce?
Yeah, it's been great the last couple of years. I'm new to this position as of January, but I know conversations have continued and been going on within the community to And my big thing with community colleges is if we're not serving the community, then we're missing the mark. And so those partnerships, those conversations with local business and what the needs are within the workforce, and then how do we help to supply that workforce need by giving them good, solid training and preparing students for success to step into the workforce.
So, Pete, as we kind of roll through some of these different programs, where could people go just to learn more about them? Maybe they heard it real quick but had to get out of the car or whatever it might be. Where can they go to learn more?
Yeah, so you can check our website, iavalley.edu. We have all the academic programs listed, both with CTE, trades, and also our liberal arts programs. There's a lot of options out there that we offer, a lot of quality programs. Another thing that I would highly encourage you to do is if you have some questions or you're just curious, stop out to the campus in our admissions office. It's the first entrance right by the big video board past Highway 30. Trent Taylor is our trades advisor. So he specifically works with all students that are enrolling in trades programs. He's a great guy, has done a lot of recruiting and working with students and people that are interested. Easy to talk to, can answer your questions. I would say don't make decisions or don't hesitate based off of false information. If you feel kind of a stirring and you're wanting more, or you always had an aspiration or a dream to kind of upskill and get into a different industry, then come see us, come talk to us, and we'll help walk you through that process.
Is there anything we need to know, anything more we need to know about the electromechanical program?
It's up and coming. There, if you look across industry, not just here locally, but across the country, this is something that's going to continue to grow with the automation process and robotics. I've had the opportunity to be able to tour a lot of our facilities here in town, and every single one that I've walked into have some sort of automation robotics incorporated into their production. And so it's an exciting time and upcoming time to be able to get into that industry.
Another exciting time, especially on the Marshalltown Community College campus, will be the construction management group, because they've got a big project on campus coming up. First, tell us a little bit about construction management, though.
Yeah, so construction management is the second year now that is being launched this year of our construction tech program. So students have, the last couple of years, we started back our construction tech program. Students could come in for 1 year, two terms, and get a basic knowledge of residential construction, on framing and all the different things that go on with that. We know in this community that was a huge shortfall over the last 10, 15 years as we experienced the different natural disasters and everything. And so just a huge need in the area to have skilled laborers to be able to come in and help repair homes, build homes, all the different things that go with that. So we started that back up a couple years ago. And with that, we are adding a second year for students that are interested in construction management. So they get the basic understanding of construction in the first year, and then we incorporate some entrepreneurial classes and some business classes, accounting for those that are interested in really starting their own business or building things up. We're going to give them that experience on that side, but then also they will have some responsibility with managing those first year students as they work through their different lab assignments. The cool thing this year is with enrollment being up, our residential space on campus has been very limited and stretched, and so the college is moving forward with a project where we're going to be building dorms on campus, and it's literally right across the road from our construction tech building. And so Jake and the students will be able to step right across the road into a live construction site and be using that as their lab and their teaching space for the hands-on portion of the curriculum. So they're already moving things. It's getting ready to get pretty serious. There's dirt out there. There's different things that are happening right now. So it's be watching that as you pass by on Highway 30.
Yeah, it's a very cool project that students are involved in to, again, address a problem that's on the Marshalltown Community College campus. Not enough housing. A good problem,
absolutely,
for you guys to have.
Yeah.
Quickly, though, tell me about this Auto Tech Lab down in Grinnell.
Yeah, so another huge update that Iowa Valley has. had was we received a CAF grant from the state a couple years ago, and we actually completed a big remodel at our Grinnell location to bring our auto tech lab on site. We had been renting a space in the community for many years that just as things grew and as it just wasn't fitting the needs of the students. And so with the grant, we were able to do over $1 million of work and renovation, and had a kind of our grand opening at the start of the spring semester for auto tech lab. So enrollment is huge there. They've had the highest continuation through the summer class, and then into year two for this next year. The majority of the students in year one have, you know, they love the lab and they want to continue on with that. So yeah, great things happening there. The other thing in Grinnell is our gunsmithing program. It's one of only a handful of programs across the nation, and it's right here in our backyard. And so that's a 2-year program that trains students to be able to repair and do different servicing of guns, to open up their own shop, or to serve in some of the other areas that are servicing those kind of things. And that's always been very popular too, and people coming from out of all kinds of different states to central Iowa to get their 2-year degree in gunsmithing. So both of those are very very popular and very full right now with the updates.
Yeah, so Pete, you said there's somebody to talk to on the MCC campus kind of about these different programs. Money is always in the back of people's minds. Is there somebody to talk to maybe about financial aid as well?
Yeah, so the great thing about the setup out at Marshalltown Community College is right there as you walk into the student services area, it's a one-stop shop. So our admissions reps are all there. Like I said, Trent Taylor, our trades advisor, is in that area. His office is right next door to our financial aid director. And so we have everybody there. If you're not sure what you're interested in, if you're not sure how to pay for it, everybody's located in the same location to really help support that process and get the ball rolling for you. And again, it's whether it's commitment to full-time enrollment, or if you decide, you know, I want to kind of dip my toe in the water and take a couple classes to see if this is something that I can do. You know, there's flexibility there. And so just, again, come talk to us and we'll see what plan works best for you.
All right, Pete. Well, I appreciate you stopping by today and just telling us about some of these exciting programs that's going to be getting people right back into the workforce right in our community. So I appreciate all you do.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.